Macmillan Audio presents The Hungry Brain by Stephen J. Guillenet, Ph.D. Read for you by Aaron Abano.
Introduction. In 1980, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Department of Agriculture released a document titled Dietary Guidelines for Americans. The guidelines were intended to reduce the risk of obesity and chronic disease by offering simple, evidence-based dietary recommendations for American policymakers, health professionals, and the general public. The document was only 20 pages long and focused on the following 7 goals. 1. Eat a variety of foods. 2. Maintain ideal weight. 3. Avoid too much fat, saturated fat, and cholesterol. 4. Eat foods with adequate starch and fiber. 5. Avoid too much sugar. 6. Avoid too much sodium. 7. If you drink alcohol, do so in moderation. If you followed the guidelines faithfully, you would end up eating a diet that's not very different from what most nutrition professionals recommend today. Primarily whole grains, beans, potatoes, vegetables, fruits, nuts, lean meat, seafood, and dairy, with little added fat, sugar, or highly processed foods. In the section titled Maintain Ideal Weight, the guidelines explain that changes in body fatness are determined by the number of calories you eat minus the number you burn, and it lays out its 4-point weight management strategy. Increase physical activity, eat less fat and fatty foods, eat less sugar and sweets, avoid too much alcohol. Seems pretty reasonable. Yet you know what happens?